We're going to start with the adult book, which is called The Goldfinch, and it's by Donna Tartt. She's an American author, and she'll probably be familiar to a lot of people because she wrote The Secret History, which was a big bestseller several years ago, and that was followed up by The Little Friend. They were both thrillers, but it's taken her some time, about 8 years, to produce this, her third book. And it's not surprising when you see the size of it. It's very big. It's about 770 pages. And the scope of it as well is quite breathtaking, really. It's quite extensive. So the book's called The Goldfinch, and it's got a very discreet cover, but it just gives you a peek of the bird. And it's taken from a painting, which in the story it tells you that it's been hanging in a museum in New York. And the story begins as a teenage boy is treated to a visit to this museum by his mother. Unfortunately, tragedy strikes, and their visit coincides with a terrorist attack, and the boy's mother is killed in the bomb blast, so it's not cheery from the outset. However, the boy's called Theo, and he doesn't realize at first that his mother has been injured, and so he helps another person in the museum who urges him to take the painting, the goldfinch, which has been hanging on the wall. And this rash and foolish theft then colours the rest of Theo's life. So we follow him as he's forced to rely on the kindness of distant family and friends, being left without his mother, and his father is absent too. And he lives in Las Vegas as well as New York, and becomes quite independent, resilient and self-sufficient, but he's also led astray. And the book sort of spans all this, this scope. It spans wealth and sophistication, crime and seediness, love, loyalty, generosity, but also loss, deceit and underhand behaviour. And throughout, we're charmed by the character of Theo. He's letting us in on his thoughts and his reactions to what that's happening to him. And we're not sure what's going to happen to him ultimately, but we feel we understand throughout everything that happens, all his decisions, all his motivation, and we're willing things to turn out well for him. So it's a huge book, but I finished it very quickly. I found that I was making any excuse to leave whatever else I should have been doing to read just a few more pages. And when I was reading it, I was fully immersed in Theo's world, which is always a great book when you want to leave your life and go into somebody else's. And so despite it being such a large book, I actually didn't want the book to end, the story to end.
That I mean, what better recommendation could you give as well? It's a little brown, isn't it, as well? So it sounds like a brilliant present, The Goldfinch by Donna Tartt.